We're about to begin a brand new sugya today. I was sitting next to a rav last night, and he was asking what we're learning. I thought we're learning Masechet Gittin. So I asked which practice, the first practice. He said, oh, it's the same old lumdish of sugyas. I said, I'm trying. So he said to me, did you say an ene nasadayin yet? I said, not yet. I got to go home. I got to go back and say shiat tomorrow. So that was he was mechavi to the next sugya. So ene nasadayin makes a grandiose appearance in Gittin on the family days. In the following context, going back to what we spoke a little bit about in the previous sugya, the Gemara discussion of Bnei Kama Noistei Lo, in front of how many people must this get be given. So clearly, the Gemara is not talking about regular get, the Gemara is talking about the get that requires a fainecha fainechta. That's why all of a sudden Chazal speak about a bezdin. Now, again, what happened to a bezdin? A regular get, that was less sugya. But this kind of a get for sure requires a bezdin. The only thing the Gemara is not sure about is how many dayanim constitute a beis din. Two or three. Well, we forgot the Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin. No. Maybe that the shliach himself could wear two hats. He could be the shliach. He could wear three hats. The shliach, the yei, the dayan, hakol mikol kol. So that's the Gemara's only question. What do you mean? Normally, an aide could be a dayan, that's ridiculous, but there's only drabbanan anyway, so maybe we could be a little more makel. And that's really what the thrust of the entire sugya. So in the back and forth of the sugya, the Gemara makes two statements, makes two observations, that in order to use this shaliach to become a dayan, actually two things have to happen. That shaliach nasa aide, and then aide nasa dayan. So before we get to the sugya of whether aide nasa dayan or not, I want to just backpedal for a second. Just in the sugya of shaliach nasei, that's not really a sugya, but it's the introduction to the sugya. The Gemara presents it as the introduction to the sugya. We're not quite sure why it's even in the sugya altogether, but whatever reason it's here, the Gemara does make mention of this question of shaliach nasei. And we have to pass the shaliach nasei. We're not worried about shaliach nasei. Whether aid nasei dayan is up for grabs, but shaliach nasei is okay. So that's far from okay. That's not at all so partial. Forget about getting the base for a minute. A regular, normal case, a guy comes as a shaliach and he wants to wear a dual hat. He wants to be both the shaliach and the aide. Are we okay with that? So Reuben sends Shimon to be Makash and Nisha for him. So Shimon's the shaliach, so Shimon says, okay, I'll be the shaliach. Let's bring another aide in here. I'm one aide, he's the other aide. Sure, is that good? Shaliach Nasei, didn't Nasei? So the Gemara here says, yeah, for sure, it's good. So the Gemara in the Sechav Kedushin says, for sure, that's a partial, that it's good. It's actually machlekes amarim, whether shliach nasei or whether ein shliach. We're actually presented as machlekes in Rav and Tanu Beishela. It's really almost like a tanoim. What's the issue exactly? Whether shliach should be nasei or not be nasei? Again, this is the intro to our sugya. This is not the main thrust of our sugya. What is it a gevedav or is it a gevedav? I'm not sure. It's a gevedav. It may be worse than a gevedav. What you really meant to say is what? He didn't mean state of Gevedo. He meant to say, he's a Baldover. He's a guy. He's being a Kaddish Nisha. How in the world can the person who's doing the Chalois of the Kedushin be the aid? I can be made for myself. So that's exactly what the Gemara says in Masechet Kedushin. That in the Yeshiva of Shela, Tanu Beishela, they taught, there's a Braisa that said, that Ein Shalich Nasei. You know why Tanu Beishela said? Ein Shalich Nasei. Because the din of shlucho shladim kemaisai prevents the shaliach from turning around to wear the hat of an aide. Because do you really believe your words? I mean, you say shlucho shladim kemaisai. Do you believe it or not? If you really truly believe in the literal meaning of shlucho shladim kemaisai, so then you become kemaisai. You become the baldover. It's kind of hard for a baldover to turn around be an aide. I think we learned a little bit about this last year. The baldover can't be an aide. That's for sure. That's a given. The baldover can't be an aide. So comes the baby shalom and says, this is just a corollary of Shlom Shalom Kamaisa. If you really truly believe it, so then Kachahava. So then the ancient Lechnasei. So the Pella really is on Rav, because Rav disagrees with Tanu Beishela, and we paskin like Rav. The Gemara paskins in the end of the Sukkim Kedushin, and in Gittin Davei, that Shlech is Tachanasei. So why is that? So what's wrong with the Beir of Sheila's Lomdus? What's wrong with applying the principle of Shlom Shalom Kamaisa to prevent the shaliach from serving as an aid? Where it lies the chisson? What's the fission about the Rebbe Shaila's lomdus that Rav disagrees and we don't accept the halacha? So the Or Sameach has a famous beer in this machlokes. The Sameach says that what the Gemara is debating is really the ABCs of shlichus. Hopefully, Beit Hashem, as time goes on this year, we're going to come back time and time again to sugyas relating to shlichus. So at the end of the second parak, we're going to get a lot of that later in the year. Sugyas of shlichus. But there is a fundamental lomdish question, says Yosemech, how do you understand the ABCs of shlichus? It's an unbelievable parasha, this chiddush. Would you have said shlichus, by the way, on your own? If I wouldn't have told you as a chiddush atar shlichus, would you have said it on your own? Never in a million years. Torah says, ki kach ishisha. So Reuben wants to marry Rachel. He's got to give a ring to Rachel. So Reuben's busy. He doesn't want to miss night Seder that night. So he sends a shaliach to go get married on his behalf. We'll come later for the dancing after night Seder. So he sends a shaliach to go be Makadish to Isha for him. So in a million, my wildest dreams, a million years, I wouldn't have said that's Chal. It's not Nishkanish, King of Chishisha. He's not the guy. He's not the Baal. So how in the world can it work? Bechet Eisei. Torah says, V'chisim kumim kolam Yisrecha. So Reuven wants to sell his field, wants to sell his bag of potatoes, he can sell whatever he wants to Shimon. He decides, I'm not going to show up, I'm busy learning right now, and I'll appoint you to be my shliach to go sell my real estate for me. So l'chora, the starting point of the entire sugya shlichus is, it's a chiddush gadol. A proof positive is that the Gemara spends a daf and a half at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddush trying to find a posuk for it, trying to find a book for it. Because it doesn't make any sense. I never would have said it on my own. So it's a chiddush ha-toira called shlichus. And if not for the Chiddush HaTorah, so I would have said, you want to sell your field, you got to show up. You want to be Magash or Makadish, you have to do it yourself. Like Meicha Taisek. Maybe Ksiv Saget, I would let you get away with it. Maybe Ksiv Saget, there's no dinner. Ksiv Saval, that we spoke a little bit about in the past. But Maisim, Nesidus again, Nesidus Kesva Kedushin, Mechiris Asodus, Matonus, all those things require the Bible themselves. And therefore, the whole Pasha of Shlichus is a Gevaldik Chiddush HaTorah. And again, proof positive is from the fact that the Gemara needs a whole series of psukim. The Gemara's not even sure what the psukim are. Two psukim, three psukim, Kar Pesach, Truma, Kedush, and Gittin. The four psukim, a whole array of parshas that teaches the Pasha of Shlichus is a proof positive that it's not something I would have figured out of you. So when I was 13 years old, so I was still in eighth grade. I went to SAR Elementary School. I didn't go to high school. SAR High School didn't exist at the time. But I was in elementary school still. I was in 8th grade. And there was a high school in Riverdale that was a few blocks away. Rabbi Riskin was the head of the high school. So, this goes back a few moons ago. So somebody had this great idea that maybe when I was in 8th grade, I should go for learning for Gemara in the morning to the high school. So it was like a 5-minute walk. And then I'll come to English instead of skipping Milagame for 8th grade. On the other hand, they thought that maybe I could gain a little bit from the little advanced, one more, a little higher level of Gemara. So they put me into, so I was in, as probably a few people in the world with two schools at the same time. So I was in 8th grade for English, for whatever part of English I showed up for. I was in English, and it was a long walk, but my house was also on the way, so I didn't always make it quite back. So 8th grade was, I was wearing two hats. I was in Gemara in the morning, and I was in English in the afternoon for still in 8th grade. Sure. So when I was in 9th grade Shia, Rabbi Yitzhak Adler, you ever know Yitzhak Adler? You ever heard of Muncie? Yitzhak Adler was, no. You know he used to have a shul mantzah, but he has anymore. He wrote the sefer Ian Balumdus. Everyone saw the sefer. Okay. Ian Balumdus, a long time ago. Ian Balumdus. What?
I have a copy on the shelf.
Yeah, it's in the back shelf somewhere. Yeah. So Rabbi Adler was the ninth grade rabbi. He was Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig, Rabbi Rosenzweig's chavrusa back in YU days. So he's a smart man. So he. So he was my ninth grade rabbi. So we were learning Perek HaShoal that year, the eighth parak of Bamatzia, and there was a sugi that came about Shlichus. So he lived in Washington Heights, and he would come on the bus every day from Washington Heights to Riverdale, and I would, if I was lazy or something, it was raining or something, I would take the bus. It was like a 15-minute walk from my house, but I would take the bus if it was raining. So one day I got off the bus with Rabbi Adler. He was on the same bus. I was talking to him for a minute. We were walking like from the bus stop to the yeshiva, and we were in the middle of learning shlichus then. You know, learning shlichus. We were in the eighth, even ninth grade, we were learning a couple of lines of the Gemara shlichus. So I remember he asked me the following question. I didn't know what to do with it. He said to me, so tell me. He said, do you think shlichus is a chiddush? What would you have said if not for the chiddush HaTorah shlichus? I wasn't like trained at the age of 13 to think like that. Like the Gemara said, okay, shlichus the Gemara again. So he may force me to think, like, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? What would the din have been? Kodamanda, what would the din have been without the Pasha Torah shlichus? So remember, like, he challenged me. I didn't know what he was talking about. Like, I just like 13-year-olds don't think in those formations. Doesn't make any sense. Yeah, small, whatever. Move on. Okay. So fast forward. About 35 years later, his nephew, Rabbi's nephew, davened in my shul. So the nephew's son had a bar mitzvah, and Rabbi Adler came. He was young, the great uncle. Well, he came for the bar mitzvah. So I spoke. I gave him drasha, and it was Parshas Korach. Parshas Korach is the one of the makaris of shlichus. Gamatem. So I started my drasha by saying that I looked Rabbi Adler straight in the eye. I said, I decided to answer a question that was posed to me when I was a bar mitzvah boy, 35 years ago. I was 13 years old. I was posed to that question. No one knew what I was talking about. Rabbi Adler, he was so excited. I said, I was once asked at a bus stop about what do I think the Chiddush of Shlichus is? What would the dinner be in Then I went on to talk about how we're all Shlichim, we're Shlichim of our grandparents, and we're Shlichim of Klai Yisrael from Derry Derry, so we're Shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and about Mitzvah Boys, Shliach Hashem, we have a whole charge and a verse about Shlichos, but I couched it around that, so rather than enjoy it, you got a little hanaf. So it takes 35 years to sell the score. Anyway, so back to the story. So, I think we're going to be in 35 years from now. But Rabbi Say, so is the Chiddush at Derev Shlichos, the Baalik Chiddush? What is the Chiddush exactly? So one can understand the Chiddush in one of two ways. Either one can understand the Chiddush kipshutai. Shluch shel Adam, whenever we say a kaf, remember, you never know what does kaf mean. Kibbais, he's mami. He's moisai. That's a bad word. Kibbais, he's him. Shluch shel Adam is the ba'ilah. And the ba'al ha'chalois is the who? The shliach. The shliach is the ba'al ha'chalois. Now, the Teres Mechadish to me that the chalois that the shaliach did as the baalim, he didn't want to marry this woman. If he said leave, maybe he married to that woman. Remember that was married back from months ago. But he doesn't want to marry this woman. He's married already. He's trying to do his friend the mishalech a favor because the friend doesn't want to leave a night. Doesn't want to leave a night. So he's makadish to isha on behalf of the mishalech. But basically, he's makadish to isha. He's the makadish. He's the baal chalois. Now that chalois he shafted that he created now goes back to the other fellow as well. That's what Shulchan Aruch Kavosai means. But he's fundamentally the Baal Ma'isa. What do I say? Is this kid Baal Ma'isa? He goes through the motions. The Torah says that Kiddushin can be Chal, even though you yourself didn't put the ring on a finger. Somebody else can do it. Somebody else does the Pa'ula. Somebody else does the Ma'isa. Who's the Baal Chalois? The Baal Chalois is the Master who doesn't want to leave the Beis Medrash. He's going to be the husband. He's going to get this wife. So what's the Shlich, the Baal Chalois? He's the Baal Chalois. He's the Baal Chalois without a Ma'isa. So a very, very long dishavort. What does Shulchan Aruch Kavosai mean? Does he mean he literally steps into the shoes of the Baal? He becomes the Baal HaChalais? I'm going to say, no, ma pitom. Shaladim with a kaf adimim. Kim ma'isai. Just as if Reuven himself would have been Mekadesh Isha, so the woman would be Mekadesh to Reuven, so too if Shimon does it as a Shaliach, she becomes Mekadesh to Reuven. It's Kim ma'isai, but it's not literally the Baal. So Yosemech claims that's the Plakis in the Gemara. If you hold that Shulchan Aruch Kavosai means that the Shlich becomes the Baal HaDovar, he's the Baal HaMaisa, he's the Baal HaChalois, so then he's the Baal Dovar, he's the guy. How can you be made on a Chalois that you yourself just did? That's not going to work. But if you hold that you're not the Baal HaChalois, you're just doing a Pa'uli, you're doing a Maisa, but you're not really doing anything. You're a Maisa Kofi Alma. You're just doing the practical thing, putting the ring on her finger, and then the Baal HaChalois is the husband. Why can't you be made? So the Yosemite claims that's the Nekudas of Achlik. This Lomdash of Hakir, the Echrenim, thought up of in terms of understanding Shlichos, says the Yosemite, that's the Pshat and the Gemara. That's the Achlik of the Gemara. So the truth is, before the Yosemite came along, this Hakir was already floating around for quite some time in Europe. The Yosemite didn't make this up in Dvinsk in the early 1900s. This was already made its way in the yeshivas. Before the Yosemite's innovation in terms of reading the Gemara this way, this was usually presented as a machlekes in the Rambam and the Tor. It's a very, very famous machlekes Rambam and the Tor. I always count as one of the, I think it's one of the top 10 kesayim in terms of most popular famous kesayim. So you gotta know this kesayim. You can't walk out of learning Gittin if you don't know this kesayim. So the kids and everything, we'll get that so this is all the intro. Only because I'm tired. I keep trying to keep my eyes open. I didn't sleep too much last night. So this is trying to keep myself awake till we start Eilid Nasa diet. So I gotta share this kesayim with you. I can't hold back. So there's a Gemara in the seventh parak of Maseches Gittin where the Gemara tells us the following halacha. Let's say Reuven appoints Shimon to bring a get to his wife. Mama shlichus, not kesidus get. Kesidus get. Kesidus get for sure requires shlichus. State penosin v'yodah. Penosin is obviously referring to the baal for sure. And now you need a shliach. Can do it. Shlichus come by say kikset. Fine. So the shlichus for kesidus for kesidus get. So Reuben appoints Shimon to bring a get to his wife, and Shimon's dilly dallying, taking another day till he gets there. And the interim, Reuben becomes a lav bardas. Reuben becomes a shaita. Can Shimon give the get? Anyone learned the seventh parak of Gittin? No, Shimon cannot get the get. Shimon panavayi, Shimon's not allowed to give the get. That's a fair shigalon. It's not even a shal. Shimon cannot give the get. However, it's not clear to what extent Shimon can't give the get. The Gemara says he can't. It is not clear, is that a din min haTorah, is that a chumah min drabban? So when the Rambam quotes that din, that appears in the seventh parak of Gittin, that when the Baal becomes a shaita before the sinas aget, even though he appointed the shaliach when he was null, if the Baal was crazy when he appointed the shaliach, this came in shlichus. But the mina shlichus was done bekasherus, and then the Baal subsequently became a shaita before the sinas aget. So the Rambam writes to raise a get fossil. So we know whatever the Rambam writes get fossil, what's that a giveaway for? What does get fossil always mean? It was on a chubah mit the Rambam. And the Torah writes, we didn't mean to raise a get possible. We say get bottle, and you know, get cloud, and regression. She's in, so she's chayv skila, and chayv chenek. It's a full ishish. The get is absolutely bottle of hudla shav l'kayim in Torah. So what's the kudus of achleikus between the Rambam and the Torah? How come the Rambam thought that when the shaliach gets the get, he can sabam in Torah? In the world of Moshe Rabbeinu, he can give a get even though the husband's a shaita. So the Ketzais is this famous beardish. Ketzais Meiruch Hashluchim says he thinks the lamdish of achleikus. His Mamash Odi Yosemech claimed that the Gemara says the Ketzais Lom Rechod Yosemech. Says the Ketzais, the Rambam understood that Shlush Lom Kevese is Pshuta Kevashvel. That the Baal HaChalois is who? Is a Shliach. The din is that to affect the Chalois Gevish, you have to be a Baidas. Pretty much to affect just about all Chalois, you have to be a Baidas. So who is affecting the Chalois Gevish? So the Rambam holds that the Shliach is affecting the Chalois Gevish. And thus is the din of Shlush Lom Kevese. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. When the Rambam stood at Sinai and he heard those words, Kam Atem, L'Rabba Shluchachem, B'Shilchol, L'Rabba Shaliach, B'Shachtos, L'Rabba Shaliach, all the drushes, all the teshuva, the teachers are shlichos. So the Rambam understood that to mean the Imam has become the guy. You're the Baal HaChalois. Abba Zodi, you're the Baal HaChalois. So then, what do I care whether the husband's a shaitan? The husband's a shaitan. So he's not being regarded as his wife anyway. I'm doing the chalos, and then I'll transfer it over to him. You can't receive a chalos when you're a shaita. You can receive a chalos when you're a shaita. You can't create a shaita. You can't shavu chalos. You can't create a chalos when you're a shaita. So midrabbanan, they thought it was a little funny, because midrabbanan, if you can let this go, next thing you know is he's going to point the shlich when he's mamish a shaita. And that's zicha not going to work, because there's no meaning shlich. A shaita is labar da, so it can't be man a shaliach. So that's a chumah midrabbanan. But midaraisa, the din is, if the shlichus was this mana, when the baal was healthy, was normal. The fact that the Baal went off the edge right now, that's irrelevant. That the Shlichus is still is Kayemes, and the Shulchan Aruch Maisi kicks in and shows. So why did the Torah think that it's no good? Because the Torah understood, like the other side of the Chakir, the Torah understood that Shulchan Aruch Maisi doesn't really mean it. Shulchan Aruch Maisi just means that the Maisa that the Shliach does is Mesiach is back to the Baal, and the Chalais is Nikol Shem the Baal. The Chalais is Nikol Shem the Baal. The Baal is a Chalav Ardas. How in the world can Chalav Ardas affect the Chalais? So therein lies the problem. So the Tzais says this famous beer. Father Achrayim, I'm not so sure this is the deal, but this is the famous beer, one of the top 10 Tzaisim, that this is the Kudus of Machlekes Rambam the Torah, what the nature of Shlichus is all about. And then the Tzais got himself into one problem, and then we'll go back to our sugya. One problem the Tzais got himself into is that there are Mishnayis and Sugis in the seventh parak of Gittin called Enget Liachavisa. Let's say the husband appoints a Shaliach to give a get. You see this a get? And then the husband subsequently dies. So it's a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Lohidu Liachavisa. Why would you want to give the get liachamisa? What? You could prevent the field of yibum issue, so you could solve some yibum crises. So the mishnah says, sorry, leachamisa liachamisa. Why? Because ein get liachamisa. Four words that govern that sugya. The sugya in the end of the first parak, the sugya in the seventh parak, sugya in the beginning of ksubis. Kal gadol b'halacha ein get liachamisa. Why not? According to the Torah, I understand, because according to the Torah, the balamaisa is the original baal. And it's generally assumed that dead people can't create chaloisim. Whereas according to the Rambam, that the dead person is not creating a chalois. The shaliach who's alive and well, he's creating the chalois. So just as the Rambam says that in the Torah, a shaliach can do a chalois gittin on behalf of a shaliach who's a chayre, who's a shaita, manishtar a shaita from a dead person. What's the difference? So the Tzai says the big, big difference. And he quotes the Dara Barashi that says this. The Tzai says, you know why Engel Liachamisa? It's not a felt in the Shlichus. It's not a chisard in the ability of the Shlich to do the Chalois. You can do a Chalois for a dead person. Because you are doing the Chalois, he's not doing the Chalois. You know what the problem is? Who could tell me the problem? Why is Engel Liachamisa? No, you don't do with the Shlichus. The Shlichus is Kayemis.
The marriage ended with the death.
Yeah, he's not married to her anymore. How can you even get someone who's not your wife? They're not married anymore. I think by the Goyim, they say, well, they say, till death do you part. Right? So death came and they parted. Right? So they're not married anymore. The only people that have marriage after death is Lo Siyeh Semei Sachutz Lizark, where the one sad in the Eretz Yisrael. Maybe people still married after death. But it's generally assumed that people aren't married after death. Remember when I was in Tzfat once, and they took us and some guy was walking around telling us all the wild, crazy stories in Tzfat. Usually when I go in Eretz Yisrael Kollel up north, so they asked me to go give a tour of Tzfat. So I give the Lipisha tour of Tzfat, and somebody else gives the other side tour of Tzfat. So I tell what really happened in Tzfat. So I talk about the machlekes about Perish Shvius of Goyim, and I talk about the Chiddush HaSmicha with the Ari, with the Besiyai Seif. I talk about if you find a mistake in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, the Marei Beirav, like the things that's not really happen in the real world. And then there's somebody else who gives another, he gives a nice lot of stories. It makes it sound like it's the haunted house, like a spooky a ghost out of something, like crazy Mishugam stories. So one of the stories that they tell is about, you guys probably all heard already, about the person who was married to someone who was dead, and she stuck a finger out of the grave with the ring. No, you ever heard that story? I'm a shulman, right? A crazy story about a kedushin, about someone who was a kashanish, and then she died, and she took her finger out, and said, I give the ring back. So we generally, in the Olam HaNigla, we usually assume that people after they're dead are not married anymore. So that's the general consensus of you. Anyway, so it's a fair shift choice. It's like it's the tour guide, it's not a big choice. It's like people are dead are not married anymore, and therefore, ain't get liachim. So anyway, this is just the intro. This is not at all what I want to talk about. Yeah.
How does this go when the husband goes crazy?
What do you mean?
They're still married, they have to give a get, but he can't.
Right, it's a big problem, right? It's a huge problem, right?
And then when there's a shift in the mix also,
It's not going to work, right? Again, according to the Rambam, it'll work with the Torah, but according to, even according to the Rambam, it's not going to work with the Rambam.
They're saying that the shift is doing the Maisa.
It'll only work Minat Torah, if you view the Shalich as being the Baal HaKhalos, then it's going to work. If you hold the Shalich as just doing the Maisa, but the Baal HaKhalos is the husband, it's not going to work with the Raisa.
How do you approach Krovim?
So that's the same question. So if you think the Yosemesh Tikotar is right, that the reason why the ancient Shlich Nasa Eid is because he's Mamash Baldover, then his Krovim couldn't be the Shlich either, right? We pass the ancient Shlich Nasa Eid. We pass the Shlich Nasa Eid. We pass the whole thing is not true. The Shlich is Nasa Eid. Okay? So the whole thing is the whole
Cheshach. Can the Shliach's brother be also a condition?
But he can't be together with his brother. It means you have two other people, two. You have one brother of the shliach and then a stranger can go ahead and be aid them for the kiddush. That would be okay, because we hold the shliach himself can be an aid. We hold the shliach is not the baal dovar.
So then, why can't the baal dovar's brother be an aid also?
But two brothers can't be made together.
What if
Ruben's brother was a... No, but we pass that Shalich Nasei, so we pass that the real Baldover is Ruben. We pass in Shalich Nasei because the Shalich is not the real Baldover. So we pass in Ruben's the Baldover. So Ruben's brother can't be an aid.
So then can Shimon's brother be an
aid? Yeah, but he can't be an aid together with Shimon.
But he's not the...
No, but two brothers, forget about Bali Dover. Two brothers, Tom can't be Adam together. That's the din of Psul Krovim. Two brothers can't be made together.
What?
Still brothers, whether they're Bali Dover, whether they're alive or dead, but they're still brothers. Okay, good. So this is just the intro. Now let's get us so get started. So the Gemara part two, the Gemara says that Eidei Nasedayim, and the Gemara says that's true by the Araises for sure. Maybe they're brothers, maybe yeah, maybe no, and that's the Pilpon Gemara, but by the Araises, Kal Dov Eidei Nasedayim. Menani Mili, how do you know? I'll walk into a room. There are two judges there. I'll walk into the room. I'll give my edus. I'll say, wait, hold on. Jump behind the bench. I'll put on my shetel, whatever, put on my coat. And I'll be makabel the edus. And I'll say, wait, hold on. I have a question. The Dayan says, wait, let me ask the Edom a question. Could you please clarify what you said? Wait, hold on a second. I take the shekel off, run around to the front and say, yes, Your Honor, this is what I meant to say. Wait, hold on a second. So this is something. I don't know, it doesn't look right. It doesn't smell right to me, right? To quote Rabbi Yitzhak Adler, what would you have said the din is? What would you have said the din is? I would have said this is the craziest, most ridiculous thing in the world. But some of the Rishonim don't say that. The Rishonim say, yeah, how do you know? Chazal never, ever, ever say, Pem Malay, what the mocha for this din is. The Gemara just says it black and white. Ain't it nasa dain gittin davein, ain't it nasa dain babas kufyadan, ain't it nasa dain babakam adav tzadik, ain't it nasa dain ksubas tzadik. Four places, at least in Shas, the Gemara says, ain't nasa dain, ain't nasa dain. The Gemara never questions, never challenges why. So when the Gemara stops, the Rishonim begin. So the Rashbam has the easiest approach. Rashbam is very straightforward. Mamash Pshat. No, nothing fancy. It's like Rashi, the Rashbam was very close. Rashbam's Perush was much lengthier because the Rashbam was just wordier. That's his style of writing was wordier. But in terms of the Mahalach and the Gemara, it's very similar to Rashi. It was straight, Mamash, both to the point. What it is, took Rashbam more lines to say it, but it's the same basic Mahalach. There's nothing razzle dazzle unbelievable about this pshat. Rashbam says in the second of my kindness, "V'nir b'yenei d'gzeres ha'kosavi d'chseva omdu shtei anoshim b'eid b'kos b'damer l'fnei Hashem ha'im f'nei adayonim ashbin en gved d'tzor lo'ay shtem f'nei adayonim k'al eidim en chaz v'yeshim v'donim." So says the Rashbam, it's a puzzle in Chumash. V'omdu shtei anoshim, who are the shtei anoshim? So if I didn't have to Rashbam, I would have said the shtei anoshim on the Baalei Din. So the Tashma Pet says, no, Anoshim here, there means the Edim. That's why we derive, Anoshim, Anoshim, Ketanim, etc. So if I understand Anoshim, Elo HaEdim, Ashalahem HaRiv, those of the Baal Edim, Lifnei Hashem, who's Lifnei Hashem? Hakadosh Baruch Hu's sitting there. The reason Hakadosh Baruch Hu's there, the Dayanim, be careful, Kim Yishbayt. So Lifnei Hashem, or the Dayanim. So says Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the picture of the Pasuk, is describing Edim in front of Dayanim. Fishtetzuch, Edim and not Dayanim. If you're talking to yourself, you're not Eid Lifnei HaDayan. You're Eid and HaDayan. You're the same guy, running back and forth, taking the shadow off. That's not Eid Lifnei HaDayanim, and that's the reason why Eid and HaDayan. That's the Rashbam. It's very, very simple. Nothing, no frills, pshat, simple pshat. So Tosis is not so sure about this pshat. Tosis quotes from the Ri. Tosis from the Kaman of Tzadi quotes from the Ri. Another, somewhat of a more convoluted pshat. It's also based on Pesukim. But we need a little bit of a background to understand what this pasuk is all about. So the pasuk in Chumash in Pashki say, "V'hoyeh b'yom anchil was banav." The Torah is talking about a person who's senses he's going to be around forever. He wants to start divide up his property. "V'hoyeh b'yom anchil was banav." That's a very, very loaded question. "V'hoyeh b'yom anchil was banav." That's a very, very complicated story. What does that mean? The starting point is that a person dies. So then the Yerusha goes to the Yerushims, their sons, no sons, their daughters, no daughters, the father, brothers, cousins, uncle, whatever the Seder Yerushas is. All the Parshas Pinchas, the Seder Yerushas. That's the Parshas Pinchas, Tlovcha, Seder Yerushas. That's assuming that the person doesn't say anything. What if a person starts to patch around and starts to want to change a little bit to the Yerusha? That gets very, 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 very technical. So the Gemara in Baba Basra basically have two different sugyas in terms of what, if any, rights does a person have to change a little bit to say the Yerusha? So if he wants to go down the method of Yerusha, if he wants to say that Reuben's, decides, I have three sons and a daughter, I want to start to play around a little bit, I want to give the daughter part of it, I don't want to take the son out of the picture, I don't want to give the Bechor, starts patching around, playing around, and he wants to do Pekach Yerusha, and he doesn't want to give these kids the money now. He wants the money for himself. He wants to go on his cruises till the last, his dying, his last breath. So he wants to still have a life. He doesn't want to give his kids now. He's not putting no money, no trust around for his kids. And he wants the money now, but what do you have to die? He wants the money to go, but he wants it to go the direction that he wants it to go. So that's very, very tricky how to do that, because basically you can't do that. Bottom line, the starting point is you can't change the Yerusha. Why can't I change the Yerusha? It's Dovashim a moment. Usually Dovashim a moment you can change. So here the Gemara says you can't do that. It's not 100% clear why this is different. So the Rambam claims it's Gzeres HaKosav. The Rambam writes, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas, "V'alei l'chukas mishpat." So the Torah uses a very, very strange phrase. Chukas mishpat. Chok usually refers to like paraduma, shatnez, that kind of stuff. Mishpat means like dini momentous. So this is a chukas mishpat. So it's as if, the Rambam's learning, that it's as if the Torah is saying, Yerusha is not regular dina mamus. Yerusha is like it's a heter shtimel. It's like parmaduma. That doesn't make any sense to you. That's the way it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu was blazing in his dinim. You think it makes sense, the daughter should get b'mokam b'dayim, that's what you think, but there's a chukas mishpah, don't ask any kashes. So other Rishon give slightly different reasons as to why, but l'mais, the basic halacha is you can't change. If you try to go down there, you can't do anything. The only thing you possibly could do, and this is the chukas atanoim, is what about bein bein habonim? What if, let's say you have five sons, they leave out a b'chor, the girl's the oldest, so there's no b'chor. You have five sons, so bein bein, let's say the bonim, she divide up everything, should be equal footing. You don't want to give all the sons the same amount. That son's he's living in Kotel, he needs a little bit more. The other guy's doing very well in business, he doesn't need so much. This one didn't take care of you so much when you're a lady. You're a cheshbon, this whatever they are, but they're justified, not justified. And you want to start to play around within the yorshim. It's not that I'm giving a stranger. I'm not giving a daughter makom a son. To give a daughter makom a son, she's like a stranger from makom a banim. I'm not giving a sixth cousin. I'm not. I don't want to say my neighbors be Yerush me. Everyone's at the Bay Yerusha. If I don't say anything, so they'll split it 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. So I want it to be 40, 30, 10, 5, 60. I want it. That's such good math. But I want it to be, I'll give everybody a little something, but within the room of the Yerusha, I want to play around a little bit. So that's a look like Seteron. Can you do that? So we pass in here. We pass like Rav Yechonim and Broika that Bein Ben Abonim, you have a right to do that. That's what the Torah says. The Torah does give you a right to do that. What if a person wants to give stam to a stranger? Or he wants to give his daughter? He wants to give his wife? His wife is not Yerush. He wants to give his wife stuff. So what do you do? So the only way to do that is you have to give it Mishum Matana. So Matana means you have to set up a system that it's going to be binding before he dies. That you can do, you give it if you want. Yerusha is only chal on the nechas that you have left for Shav's Misa. So if you want to give away 95% of your property to your wife before you die, that's okay. So that's easy. Easier said than done. Not everyone wants to do that. So not everyone wants to give the money away, matonis. So let's say Reuben's sick. He wants to give his daughter a significant amount of the Yerusha, but he doesn't want to give her now. He wants to make sure there's money still left for him to take care of it. He doesn't want them to take all his money and go run off with it. So he wants to have his cake and eat it. So then you have to figure out, you have to structure it in such a way that it's not really Mishum Yerusha, because if Mishum Yerusha, then it's not going to work. But on the other hand, you don't want to give Mishum Matana. So you have to really, really, and you can't give Matana the Echavisa. That's not going to work. So that's the innovations of the last 1,000 years to try to figure out how to write up a document in such a way that will walk this tightrope of getting your desired results and not violating the regular rules of Yerusha. So when a person, you guys are young, but when you get older, someone you get around to writing wills one day, so you have to speak to a Rav, you have to write a little bit of an addendum to a will. It's a halachic will, which figures out an eitzah, figures out a kunz, how to Shtickle Prisbal, had a shtickle, get around some of these dinim of Yerusha, but nothing. So here, in Kuf Yedal, Rav Abasa, this guy, he's trying to divide up his nechasim, he's trying to give off matanis, he's trying to do whatever he wants to do, and you can just see the drama here. He's laying in bed, and he's giving his last will and words, and whole story. And comes the Gemara in Rav Abasa, and tells us like this. And the third of the Mar Mekoymus, the fourth line, Demar of Yehuda, Shloisha Shadichzu Levakris Achayla. If you have three people come to visit Achayla, and the Achayla is really holding by dying, he wants to start writing up shtaris, he wants to start dividing a property, he wants all kind of consume, and he wants them to testify. So the truth is, there are three people here. So as three people, they could actually, Machabez did right now, and they can confirm, ratify, notarize everything that he wants, and then show him. So they could act b'teres dayon, or they could act b'teres eidim if they choose. And as eidim, then they'll come to a beis din at a later point next week. They'll come to beis din and they'll give the eidus that we saw he wanted to give this present, that present, the other present, whatever it was. So they almost have their options available to them. That's the famous din of gimel shenichzu lakas achayla. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says that Ratzu Kaisen, Ratzu Eisen Din, that they already have an option. Either they could just write down, what they're hearing, and then eventually turn that into an Eidus, whatever that means, or they could mamish sit on as a beis din mamish and then by the deathbed of the chayla. But if it's Shnayim, Kaisen, Eisen Din, if it's only two of them, obviously, care of two dayanim being a beis din, so then they have to just serve as Edom and then as Edom, and then eventually they'll have to come and testify in front of a Beis Din. So Abba Rav Chizda, said, Lo Shalom Bayoin. This option of serving as a Beis Din, they could kind of like circumvent the Eitus process. So that's only true if it's Bayom, because remember, Beis Din doesn't function at night. Vabalayla, afilu shloisha kasei noisin din. But if it's at night, so then they can't be a Beis Din. Can't be a Beis Din at night. So they can't be a Beis Din at night. So what is that saying? So they wear the hats of Edim, and as Edim, they have to come tomorrow to a what? To Beis Din. So why can't they just come talk to themselves? The three people. So what's another kin to that? You know what? By time of Davlo, Edim and Ed Nasadayan. That would be a violation. They didn't have Ed Nasadayan. So if they can kind of circumvent the Edis route, you don't even need Edis here, they'll just become Dayanim on the spot. So some of that's going to be okay. But the minute that they have to go down the Edis route, and because it's Balayla and they can't go down the Dayanim route immediately, because you can't have a Beis Din functioning at night, so they automatically become Edim. Once they become Edim, then tomorrow when they want to turn around, oh, we're three of us. Well, what do we have to go to another Beis Din for? We'll be the own Beis Din. Let's give the Edus and we'll put our shekels on and be makabli. No. Ain't it necessary? So this halacha of that this trick of the Gibel Shechazach as a choyla works, Bayom v'lo Balayla, because Balayla they're stuck going down the route of Edus. How do we know this distinction? So the Gemara learns this out from the pasuk by Biyom and Chuluz Banav. Remember from last sugya. What was the mocha they carried for Beis Din at night? Biyom and Chuluz Banav. Good morning. No pun intended. This pasuk. Biyom v'lo Balayla. So comes Tosfos in Bava Kama and says, this pasuk that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote into the Torah, told Moshe Rabbeinu to write this, was by Biyom and Chuluz Banav. What does that mean? On the day that he divides up his property. Well, what do the words mean? Biyom v'lo Balayla. That Torah Shabbat Parayla. What it means if a guy dies at night, there's no Yerusha? It's a joke. A guy can't give him a Torah at night? What does the word B'yom V'lo B'layla mean? It must be B'yom V'lo B'layla is referring to this story, to this imagery, to this maisa of the guy's B'yom and Chivas Banav. He's trying to divide up his property. And the Torah says, if he divides it by Yom, the halacha is azoy. If he divides it by Layla, the halacha is azoy. So why is the halacha azoy when he divides it by Layla? What's wrong with Layla? Because B'yom is teaching me two things. It's teaching me because it's Laila, therefore Beis Din can't function at night. So then I asked Makasha, the Rosh Hashanah's pasuk, so okay, I can't serve as a Beis Din now, but let me myself be the Beis Din tomorrow. Why can't I do that? So what does B'yom teach me, Nachabu? Second in? Eneid Nasadayin. So lick in this Gzeres across the B'yom V'lo B'layla is a dual Chiddush. Chiddush number one is that there's no Beis Din at night, which is Takabi Chiddush. I wouldn't have known that. Pasuk says, V'shachta B'cholets. I wouldn't have known that. So this teaches me that Chivas Din has to be B'yom V'lo B'layla. That was last sugya. And al gabe this chiddush, is chiddush number two, is that not only is Laila can't be a Beis Din, but I can't even give an Edus to myself tomorrow when I can be a Beis Din because I'm stuck with the rule of Eden Asadayin. Zachtari, this is the mocha of Eden Asadayin. It's this pasuk itself is a, teaching me two chiddushim, that there's no Beis Din by Laila and Eden Asadayin. This is already round. This is the Rashbam, it's like a straight out. Rashbam, open the pasuk in Parashat Shoftim, state the pasuk of Omdash, the Anoshal, the Slash, Ul, the Fenei Hashem, yeah. Rashbam, just is reading the Pshuto Shem Mikra. It says the Eidim over here, it says the Eidim over there, Eidim Nasadayim. The Re read the pasuk in Chumash through the eyes of a Gemara Bava Basra. Like people, when you ask some yeshiva guy, you know, where's the pasuk? It's a Feresh pasuk in Bava Basra. Feresh pasuk in Nivam. So it's a pasuk in Chumash. But the Yom and Chilmas Banav is the Mokh of Eidim Nasadayim. Wow. So we have a simple pshat and we have a roundabout pshat. And now we're going to get to the roundabout of the roundabout. This is going to be like a beyond roundabout, the next pshat, other Rishonim present. So Tosfos quotes, in the fourth Amar Mekomis, the beginning of the Tosfos. Now we'll go backwards. The time the Eidim made in Asadayin, Yesh B'farshim, Tosfos doesn't even tell you what it's, Yesh B'farshim. The mokor for Eidid Nasadayin is not a posuk in Parashat Shoftim, it's not a posuk in Parashat Kisei, it's not posuk anywhere. It is a subcategory of a pre-existing halacha that governs all of the Chas Eidus. And that's the Klal Gadol Eidus. You know what the Klal Gadol Eidus is? Every Eidus has to have the ability to have what? Hazamah. Hazamah means that two Eidus could potentially come and say the magic words, Imanu Hayisem, those incriminating words, that the second set of Eidus say, we have no idea whether the story happened or not. We don't know whether Reuben killed Shimon. We don't know whether Reuben broke Shimon's window. But one thing we know for certain, you weren't there. You claim you were there in Chicago at the Tuesday at 11 o'clock, the one you weren't there. You were in New York. You weren't there. Imanu Ha'isa. So every Eidus has to have that possibility down the line of having Hazama. And if for whatever reason under the sun you can't be mazim those Eidim, then the whole Eidus is Batal Vutal Mitchilasa. That's the parasha of Eidus Sh'ata Yocho Lahazima. Who knows some example? Give me a good example. Give me one or two good examples of the Eidus Sh'ata Yocho Lahazima. Give me a good example. They don't say the time is. They don't say the places. Two Eidim come and say, Reuben broke Shimon's window. We asked them when. We don't remember. Where? I'm not sure. How can you be ma'azim those Eidim? They say, Imar ha'isim. Imar ha'isim where and when? So that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that every Eidus doesn't have Dvisha Chakira, by definition, is going to be Eidus Shet Yechazim. Any other examples of Eidus Shet Yechazim? Any wacky, wild case of Eidus Shet Yechazim? Nobody learned Makkos, that pays him well. Nobody went to day camp. When I was in day camp, we learned Makkos, that pays him well. Every summer we started with that base. Every summer we got to Daf Gimel, and Daf Gimel, no one knew, none of the counselors knew what it meant to Daf Gimel, kids at Shaman, so we stopped there. And then the next step we started back to base. I learned Makkos, that base for about 6 summers in a row.
How he teaches.
I still don't know what it says in Daf Gimel. Kids at Shaman. So how does the opening Mishnah Makkos start? Know what I say? Hey, today, Dim Nasim Zomim. Give me a good example, a geschmack example of Adam Zomim. So what's the example? What's the greatest example under the son of Adam Zomim? Two Adam come and say, hey, what? Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, this guy's a cholol. His father married a Grusha. So I would have said, Vasisvo Keshazom Lanas, look, what should we do to these Adam? We should turn them into chololim. So the Mishnah says, what? We don't do that, we give them Malchus instead. So it's a funny cash, funny way to start a Masechta, right? Kate said, Eidim Nasim Zomim. So that's what we spent the most of the summers on. What do you mean, Kate said, Eidim? What's the correct question the Gemara should have asked? The Mishnah should have asked? Kate said, Eidim. Yes, that's what it really meant. And what it meant to say is, Eidim that can't be regular Zomim, this is what you do to them. It doesn't really mean, Kate said, Eidim Nasim Zomim is the worst way to start off Masechta. So on the spot, let's tell you this Kasha, famous Kasha, come on. Tell you the Beis Menal, first Kasha Masechta Bankis. Only 24 blah makas. Come on. Let me ask you one Tosis. Tosis says, how could two Eidim ever be believed to say a guy's a cholol? If you just got finished telling me you don't turn them into chololim, because you can't do that. Why can't you turn them into chololim? Why? Who remembers why? Let's turn the Eidim into chololim. Kasher Zomim. Basisim loy. Kasher Zomim lo velole. Zaro. Being a cholol means that your children also, by definition, can be cholol. So if we're going to turn them into, we're going to turn the Eidim into chololim, that's going to inevitably punish the children also, and that we have no right to do. No correct to do that. But he said, lo, 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 zaro. So therefore, when Mamash, our hands are tied. We can't make you a cholol. Making you a cholol, we'll make your children a cholol. So then the Gemara is to Kasha, so just make them a cholol, don't make the children a cholol. The Gemara says, that wouldn't be what? That wouldn't be Kasha Zomim. Why? Because they wanted to make their children chalolim. So no matter how you slice it, you're in checkmate. To take the Eidim and make them into full-fledged chalolim with the children consequences, that's too much. To make them chalolim and not make the children chalolim, that's too little. So there's no way to make a proper, no way to measure proper azama. Give him Malchus instead. So Gemara learns out from Sukkim, whatever it is, kach nemar halacha, that if and when you can't give azama because some technical quirks, you give Malchus instead. So Taiz is the Kasha. So basically, every Eidus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is, by definition, an Eidus She'iyata Yochel Azima. So how do you ever make Eidus to say, guys, a Chol? Two Eidus walk at the base and say, Ruvein the Chol, we know for a fact his father married a Grusha, he's a Chol. We should say, toss you out of your heads. It's an Eidus She'iyata Yochel Azima. We can't turn you into Chol, so immediately Eidus is not Chol altogether. No one remembers this guy from Tosis. Tosis the days of the Nafis. What is Tosis the answer?
Still able to get
Hazama,
just they're not going to get the punishment.
That's a pretty shvach Hazama, right? That's a little too much teeth, not Hazama. No? So Tosis has two answers to this gash. So the first answer Tosis says, Eidish Yetzer Hazima means that we won't be able to punish them with anything. Two guys walk to Bezin and say, Reuven broke Shimon's window, and they don't say where and when. Eight were going to say, Mano, he said, what are we going to do to you? Maybe it wasn't there. We can't punish you b'chlal. By Grisha b'chalutza, we can punish you. We can give you a pretty nasty punishment. What are we going to give you? We give you 39 malchus. That's good enough. That's okay. That's called Eidish Ata Yochel Lazima. Lazima doesn't mean the exact thing. Lazima means we have to be able to give you some kind of a punishment with Torah. That's the first test. Eidish Levis is Tosis. But Eidish by Bushim and Chalutza, you don't need Eidish Ata Yochel Lazima. It never works. It's not that you need it and you have it. You don't need it altogether. You know why? Says Tosis, what's the mocha for the din of Eidish Ata Yochel Lazima being no good? Where does it say that? You need Eidish Ata Yochel Lazima. Gemara's in Sanhedrin, Gemara's in Ksubis. Everybody knows the ABCs of Eidish. Got to be a common. It's got to be Eidish Ata Yochel Lazima. Meroni Mili. So this says the mocker is from the words Kasha Zama. If the Torah describes Hazava potentially happening, that means the Torah is calling this is the kind of Eidish. Only an Eidish that could possibly meet that next pasuk. If it can't meet that next pasuk, that's not the Eidus of Murbatayr. So from the fact that Torah gives us one possible consequence of your Eidus being Hazama, that is begotten to me that any Eidus that doesn't have that consequence, that's like Eidus of Kravim and Rishoyim and Noshim, that's not additional to an Eidus. So it says Tosis in Second Teretz, when it comes to Ben Grusha Bechalutza, there is no Dinu Kash Hazama. The Torah says there's no way, checkmate, you're in a... You're in the corner. There's no way to make a hazama on Ben Grusha Bechalutza, because if you do too much, then you overdid it and you punish the children. And you can't do that. If you make just them chalalim and nish the children, does this game hazama? So therefore, obviously, the Torah never said when it comes to Eidus of Ben Grusha Bechalutza, there never was a parashah hazama. If there's never a parashah hazama, then there's no parashah. Eidus Ata Yochel Lazima. Eidus Yochel Lazima is not independent in a vacuum. Eidus Yochel Lazima is only b'chi ha'gavda that the Torah said you can have hazama. If there's a possibility of a Zaman, then you have to have that possibility. If you have an Eidus that's Mufka from the Parashah of a Zaman, then maybe it's Mufka from the Parashah of Eidus Ata Yochel Lazima as well. That's the first Tosis. No, nobody remembers the Tosis. No. Famous Tosis by Beis and Alpha Masechus Makkos. It's back to our story. So we have a few examples of Eidus She'iata Yochel Lazima that are going to be thrown out the window. One is when they don't say the Bochum of the Zaman. The Kash of Tosis, maybe Cholo, but then the end Tosis saved the day, one or two Terutzim. But the Ikaron, any and every time you have a situation where it's Iata Yachozima, that's a disqualified Eidus. So come to Yesh Refarshim with a very razzle-dazzle shot. Let's walk through an Eid Masadayim for a second. Just to stick it through, okay? Two Eidim walk to Beis Din. And they testify. Way to walk today to testify in front of one person. One man. They give their edus, and then they say, wait, hold on. Let us, we're going to run faster than sound waves. Let us go to the other side of the bench, put the shekels on, put the gowns on, and let us hear the edus that we just gave. Ooh, sounds good. Okay. Good story, great. Two edim come running in and say, you edim! You just testified that you were in Chicago at 1 o'clock they threw when Reuven broke Shimon's window. It's not true, you were in L.A. at the exact same time. Immanuel Yisem. What's the next scene? It is now up to the Dayanim. Dayanim will come to decide. We have to follow the Dinei Torah. The Torah says this is the Kashas on Lassos Deochot. So the Dayanim are about to declare this is an Eidusha. This is Hazoma. You think they're going to want to do that? If I was a dying, I wouldn't want to do that. You know why? And who is it? Who is that aide? Happens to be a very close friend of mine. Who is it?
Me,
myself, and I. Ich bin der aide und der dying. So says Taisa, the Dayan will never do such a thing. Any einas adayin is automatically a built-in problem. It will never ever result in a zorah. It's not shaykh to result in no dying in the right mind to be bekapel someone against themselves, and therefore it's always going to be an eider she'iyat yochal azima. So you state, no, did I misread that? Read again. So he says, "Yesh mefarshim top of the fourth member kaimis mishum davle eider she'iyat azima." The came to atzvah eid v'dayin lekapel azama lots of money. So it's really a pell on this yesh mefarshim. You know what the biggest pell on the yesh mefarshim is? Not taisis kash. You know what the biggest pell is? What does the kabbalah zamalatzvoy sound like? But what do those words sound? Well, you kabbal. It sounds like he's not going to want to listen. He's going to close his ear. I don't know. I don't like these guys. I don't like the what they sound like. No, lo you kabbalah zamalatzvoy. What she tells us to say? Yepshur. Lo you kabbalah zamalatzvoy. Why? You can judge yourself. I can't judge myself. I'm in the ultimate Baldover. I can't be made of myself. I can judge myself. I'm a dying on my own Dintaira. That's a pretty corrupt society. I've told this many times. For jury duty, the judge wanted to make sure that we as Adim didn't have the slightest negiyashim, negiyashim, negiyan in a million years. In the dying himself, he's the guy. So L'chor, the Yesh Mefarshim were taught to understand why they said, they presented lo yirtzu l'kabel, lo yikablu, they're not going to want to do it, lo yikablu, yevshu l'kabel. So we're not sure exactly why the Yesh Mefarshim presented it that way. So out of all the reasons of the Rishonim, is this the best one? This is gevaldik, what are you psukim for? This is such a parsha as far.
Is it based on Adam Mitzvah Sarasha?
No, I mean, it's not, you can't be a dying for yourself. Have a shaykh to be a dying for yourself. So it's such a good glot svara. What's wrong with the svara? What's wrong with the yesh mefarshim? So Tosfos quotes from the Rimir Linz. They don't know what. They don't know what the yesh mefarshim talking about. So Tosfos quotes the Atam Zekash La Rimir Linz. It's from the old Orleans. It's still city of Orleans, still exists today. I don't think it's pronounced Orleans, but it's same place. The Atam Zekash La Rimir Linz. The Elamiyata. Says the Rimi Yoliz, I don't know what the issue is. In order to be Eidah Shiata Yochel Azima, who says it has to be Efshel Azima where? In this basin. Be Efshel Azima in another basin. The Mazimim will come and take these Eidim to court, not to this kangaroo court, to this ninkapoo court, where they themselves are the Eidim and the Dayanim. They'll bring them to a real court. They'll go down the block to the batats, and they'll say, these guys, these no good nicks, they're Imanu Yisem. And the three dayanim from the batats, they'll lock these guys up. They'll make them pay for the broken window that they made. Says the Rimeolins, we state anywhere that it has to be Yachal Azim Rabbi Sebezin. And says the Rimeolins, I'll prove to you that what the Yeshua Farshim were assuming is wrong. Says the Rimeolins, what's the din in the following case? Two Adam come to Bezin. And they testify in front of Dayanim, and they happen to be krovim to the Dayanim. Is there anything wrong with that? Says Rimi Olin, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I mean, we'll see back tomorrow, maybe there's a lot wrong with that. But right now, says Rimi Olin, there's zero wrong with that. Perfectly legit. Two Adim come and testify in front of their brothers. They're the Adim, they're the Dayanim, good. What's the problem? Ah, it's Eid Shavat. Shavat, what? It's Yashal Azima, why? Because the judges won't be able to turn around in an hour from now and be pasked up against their brothers. So when two Edom Azimim come and say, Imanu Ayisem, you judges, go decide the case and pasked against your brothers. I can't, it's craving. So says the Rimi Olin, so why? That would be a problem. Lo Shabbat Adavazim Yaylim, says the Rimi Olin, that Edom can be made in front of Dayanim, craving. It must be, because Eshel Azimim, Bezen Acher. So the reason of the Yesh Mefarshim was very, very mechudish, but the Rimi Olin claims it's pashut wrong. So right now, everybody said we have three potential working pshatim in this sugya as to what the source of the Din of Eirei Chesed is all about. Either the Rashbam simple pshat umdul lefnei, the Reis complicated pshat with the Yom, or the Yesh Mefarshim is very, very complicated pshat with the Yesh Mefarshim. With all its difficulties, and the Rimi Olin is rejecting it. So hopefully Hashem, tomorrow we have to get a little bit more to fine-tune what the Makaris are, because we may come up with a fourth or 3B kind of pshat, a little bit toned down pshat of the Ishmael worship, toned up, whatever you call it. And then, once we ascertain what all the Makaris are in Chumash, then we have to go down to nitty-gritty, what are the halachas that govern Ein and Asa Dayan? How does it play out in the Gemaras? What's called an Ein, what's called a Dayan? What are the details of this halacha? You can't discuss the details until you understand the Makaris. So, tomorrow we'll continue to go deeper into this. Okay, stop.